A dream and gamble to make rural Pendleton, Oregon, into an unmanned aircraft testing mecca is coming to fruition. In fact, the city-owned airport has run out of hangar space to rent to global aerospace companies. Now the Pendleton Airport is seeking millions more in public funding to build out. Correspondent Tom Bonsi tells us who's flying big drones there and why.
Daryl Abling remembers it was a big gamble at the beginning, back in 2013, when the city of Pendleton applied to become a federally approved flight test range for drones of all sizes.
And then it was really like the dog chasing a car that finally catches it, and, you know, what do I do?
Abling is now the Pendleton Unmanned Aircraft Systems Range Manager. The Eastern Oregon Regional Airport used city and state money to build a new hangar, renovate a big old World War II-era hangar, and outfit a mission control center. Abling says business started slow in this place better known for vast wheat fields, woolen blankets, or its big rodeo. Then about 2 years ago, things turned a corner.
Once you got one or two major players in, the word got out, hey, these are the places to test. Pendleton is the place to test. You got outstanding customer service. You got great infrastructure, good weather, open space. It's just snowballed from there.
The range has attracted all sorts of exotic military and commercial unmanned aircraft.
Pendleton Ground Range 1 is on the U.S. pads. We'd like to proceed to the north end of Taxiway Gulf.
In the early days, you could have seen Yamaha Motor Company's remotely guided crop dusting helicopter. Then there was the U.S. Department of Energy's Arctic Shark, a high-altitude atmospheric research drone. These days, defense contractor PAE-ISR might be out flight testing newly produced vertical takeoff and landing reconnaissance drones. An Airbus subsidiary is also here with a prototype of a self-flying taxicab, dubbed Project Vahana.
Initiating takeoff on my mark. 3, 2, 1, mark.
The Vahana aircraft has 8 electric motors attached to 2 sets of tilting wings. Someday it could zip you in and out of urban heliports.
Liftoff.
Stable.
San Diego-based Cubic Corporation is the latest arrival. Its new variant of a stubby, propeller-driven surveillance drone shelters in a snowplow garage between flight tests. ISR Systems Director Rick Mercer says it's easier to operate at Pendleton than at the military test ranges his company used before.
Things that would take me 2 weeks to do at a government range, I can do here in 15 minutes. Coordinating airspace and things like that. It's very, very easy to do.
The city of Pendleton is preparing to up the ante now that its initial gamble on the test range is paying off. The city council recently voted to go ahead with design and engineering for a 100-acre industrial park beside a runway.
I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg. I think there's a lot more growth to occur.
Steve Chrisman is the Pendleton Airport Manager, as well as the city's Economic Development Director.
We're blazing a new trail here, and oftentimes there needs to be some level of investment there from a public entity to help get that started.
City leaders are waiting to hear if they got a federal grant before launching construction of roads and utilities for the industrial park. Water and sewer ratepayers would foot most of the estimated $16 million in costs to attract more unmanned aircraft industry tenants. An unsuccessful candidate for city council says that's a lot of money for, quote, not that many local jobs. But so far, the elected leadership is all in. I'm Tom Bonsi in Pendleton, Oregon.